Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Lost, and it's always a pleasure having Otto.
Nap is over, John.
And today we have with us two people from the New York State Comptroller's Office, and that's the Assistant Comptroller, who's Joseph Galanti, and the Special Projects Director, who's Maria Smith. What I didn't do, and it's an oversight, and I want to correct that now, is acknowledge and compliment our New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. One, for hiring people like you, but more importantly, he has taken over that office, and I know Tom, he is just an exemplary human being, government official, and any other adjective you want to put in front of his name. And really, New York should be nothing but proud of having him as one of our senior elected officials. That's his commercial, so enough about Tom. Now we'll go to Otto.
Yeah, well, I just, a couple of thoughts to add to what Maria talked about and you talked about and Joe. The fact that people didn't save any money for a rainy day, if you will, that goes across all income levels too. I mean, I know people who make a lot of money and all of a sudden they lose their job and they're broke. They're in debt up to their eyeballs and they've been, you know, overspending all along. If there's nothing else that comes out of this whole corona thing, I can see it with my own children and grandchildren that there's going to be a different attitude about how they spend their money, because it becomes much more evident that things like this pandemic can happen, and you better be prepared to go through some rough patches. And, you know, I'm hoping that one of the things that comes out of adversity comes a little bit of knowledge that says, you know, maybe we ought to wise up a little bit and not buy the Gucci bag, and we don't have to have it now. You know, I think that whole attitude might change some, hopefully. Not with everybody, but I think it will with some. But anyhow, that's my 2 cents worth on the topic.
That's
I agree with you.
You know, I just want to mention, for Christmas, I got my two kids who are 7 and 10, these little banks that have three compartments, save, spend, and donate. And the save compartment's a little bigger than the spend and the donate. And just trying to teach the lesson very simply that way, you know, that you have to think of it that way. You have to save some. You know, you can't spend it all.
I never saw that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was really
save, spend, and donate part of it, because you really should teach them at an early age. I'm not saying give everything away. Right. But if you put a dollar here and you put a quarter, so what? You put 10 cents or a quarter or whatever it is. Because not-for-profits are having trouble right now, too.
Very much so, yes. That's true. You know. Actually, we have a very good section on the toolkit just for nonprofits, because they're providing more services now more than ever. And, you know, I think it's 1 in 4 Americans are out of work right now, which is pretty awful. They're depending so much on these nonprofits for food, for emotional support, for housing assistance, for everything. And so the toolkit also directs nonprofits how to get low interest loans, what the federal government is doing, what the state government is doing, you know, what New York City is doing. We try to be very helpful and encompass every type of resource that's out there.
I'm agreeing with you. Joe, I believe you know Eric Alexander?
Yes, very well.
Actually, he's coming on next week.
Oh, good.
And what he is doing for this last 2 months, it's unbelievable.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, he's out there every day giving food to, I mean, like, just creating and organizing food drives and banks, et cetera, et cetera. And at one point, you don't even realize how many people needed it until you say picture after picture and line. It's not like 5 people online. We're talking hundreds and thousands of people online for food that you turn around and say, I can't even, actually, we give to the JCC now. I'm a member of the JCC, and on Sundays they'll have a a drive. They have a food bank, but they don't keep it there. I don't really know who they're giving it to, and I don't really care who they give it to. So if my kids go shopping, my wife goes shopping, you know, you buy like a six pack of beans or something and bring it up to them. But it's amazing. And Maria was saying it, the number of people that aren't prepared, and, you know, you can pass off your mortgage and put off a credit card bill. But when you're hungry, you're hungry. And I don't know any supermarket that's going to let you fill up a cart and say, okay, you'll pay me next month, unless you happen to know a guy, which is a whole different story.
Right.
But I will say, you know, I went to a food drive on Saturday in my own community, and there was a line of cars there to donate food, which was so great to see, you know, how generous people are being, you know, because they know their neighbors are struggling. So it's good to see that.
It's the truth. And I say, I would never, something like this, you would never imagine how bad it could get and how ill-prepared, and I'm not talking about the government, ill-prepared every individual was. And goes back to Maria with savings and different things. I mean, if you had some extra money in the bank, you're going to go to the store and you're going to get, you know, okay, the first couple of weeks it was hard to get anything.
Right.
But now, you know, my kids go to the store for us, so they do this Instacart or direct something. They don't want me going, so I don't. And it's better that way, because then I don't have to pay for it. I always turn around and say, oh, you brought the food. I don't have any cash on me. Daddy, really? You know, so I get it for free. But
talk about a scam, John.
Yeah.
I hope they don't listen to this show, John.
Last night I told them how good the chicken cutlets were they gave me. We'll get you more. Just keep giving them compliments. Go ahead, Maria.
I'm sorry. One of the things, John and Otto, that the controller has really been stressing is this office is very committed to returning phone calls to constituents that reach out to us. And as I said, we've been dealing with a lot of people who are having trouble getting their unemployment because, you know, the whole system crashed, et cetera. But one of the things, and I had to come up to speed very quickly, we do call people back. We're often the only office that calls them back. And they're so happy to get a live human being on the phone, even just to listen to. But one of the things I learned very quickly, some people are having food issues. And so, you know, we're sending them to food banks, telling them that the schools in New York City are offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner for free. And you know what? People need it. One woman didn't know she didn't have protection with eviction, you know, and referring them to this toolkit. This is really, for a lot of people, this is really a survival. A lot of people are suffering. And, you know, it's just been a very hard time for a lot of people. And I think, John and Otto, you make a good point, too. This happened so quickly that people really didn't even have time to think about it. They were working one day, and then 2 days later, they were furloughed, or they were laid off, or one gentleman I've been working with, the company just saw the writing on the wall and said, we're terminating everybody. They closed the doors.
Oh, and there's a lot of that. And you will see a changed world when we come out of this. Each weekend, I have 6 grandkids, the oldest being 9, through 3 different daughters. And I was with the oldest grandson last weekend, but we keep distance. We sit in the backyard and I don't see them. And I mean, I see them from a distance.
Right.
And the 9-year-old, I swear he is a smart boy. He turns around and he says, Grandpa, this is going to be so different. I said, what do you mean? People, at the end of this, people will appreciate a hug and a high five.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's so true. Because I don't touch him, he doesn't come near me. And if he comes near me, my wife screams, my daughter says, stay away from your grandfather. And so, you know, they don't understand, I mean, he understands.
Right.
But a 3-year-old doesn't understand why he can't come over and give me a hug.
Right.
You know, we keep our masks on, and that's another daughter who has him, but it's amazing. And it's true, it's gonna trickle down.
Yeah.
Some people won't be affected.
No.
I think we all know that. They're gonna come back when things get back 3, 4, 6 a year from now, like nothing happened, they'll be nasty human beings like they've always been. But I think on balance, the bigger piece of the population will have changed. And I think they will change for the better, which is, you know, you see it. I mean, the food banks is a perfect example that people are trying to step up. Go ahead, Otto.
Well, if you look back when, like, people who went through the Great Depression, like, you know, 28, 29, people who went through that were very different than a lot of other people were, in my opinion. They were, you didn't understand why they wouldn't put the air conditioner on, or why they wouldn't do this, or why they wouldn't do that. And it was all a mentality that they had built up because of being flat broke, and everybody around them was flat broke. And I've witnessed a lot of people from that generation. You know, they lived differently. You know, they really did. And I think it came from that, if you look back on it. You know, they went through a very difficult time.
A big guy, Otto, is I'm the son of a woman who went through the Depression. My mom, it really shaped her life quite a bit. And I was never allowed to leave any food on the plate. So if I didn't finish up my dinner, I got a guilt trip. So,
It also goes back to, like, my parents were, you know, my parents were both in the World War II. My mother was a WAC, believe it or not. My father was in the Merchant Marine, and they grew up during the Depression. And their motto was, if you can't afford it, you don't buy it. And I think what we're going to see, and that gets back to the whole piece of financial education, teaching people, you know, if you're going to buy this and you're going to put it on your credit card and then you're going to miss a payment, you're going to get the interest from the credit card in addition to what you owe. And by the time you get finished paying for the TV or the stereo or the car or whatever it is, you could have bought five of them. And that gets back to what the controller is trying to do, is to educate people that if you can't afford it, don't buy it. I mean, it's very basic things that we just have lost sight of and lost track of. And it used to be taught in schools, but it's gotten away from that. And that's a shame, because kids, what Joe and I have found is that when kids are taught personal finance, especially in high school, when you take out a paycheck and you show them, this is how much goes to the government, this is how, you know, what you wind up in your pocket, this is real life stuff. And they're eager to learn. They're eager to learn. And we've been working with a lot of schools in Long Island and in the city. Primarily, certain schools are teaching personal finance, and it's the kids' favorite class.
And wow, it is important.
And there's nationally, there's about 13 states now that have mandated a full semester of personal finance in high school. And, you know, something has to be looked at, I think.
No, I think it makes sense. And what Maria was saying, if you put off buying that TV and put the $50 away each month, you'd have the $600 at the end of the year to buy it.
Exactly.
But if you put the $600 on the card and you pay the $50, it's going to cost you $1,200 in 3 years to pay for that lousy TV, and it's going to be obsolete at that point in time.
Right.
We got to go into the break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And when we come back, we're going to be touching upon the unclaimed funds account.